Welcome back to EcoTalk. I'm your excited host, Betsy Rosenberg. Excited to be joining you 5 evenings a week on many Air America stations. And if we're not being carried by yours, let them know that Sound Solutions for a Healthier Planet and People applies to all of us, or as I say, at least those of us who eat, breathe, or drink. So this is not your father's environmental show. It's not just about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees, although they're awfully important. It's about the endangered human species and what we can do to avoid catastrophes like climate change and perhaps the kind of hurricane and tornado season we just saw with the likes of Katrina, Wilma, Rita, on and on. And of course, thanks to Al Gore's movie, An Inconvenient Truth, all that played a part in getting Air America management to see the light, the green light, the wisdom in not burying us on the weekends, early Sunday mornings, and then we moved up to Saturday afternoons, but now putting us on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We hope you'll tell your friends, tell your family. This is a show for everyone. As I say, heck, even tell your enemies, because we all need to start doing our part to turn things around, and it takes a while to turn big ships around, so no time to start like the present. And speaking of transportation, climate change, of course, always brings us around to talking about our vehicles, and new technology coming from the automotive industry has been very exciting. But we've mostly heard about the Japanese automakers, and they're leading the drive to see more hybrids out there, get more hybrids out there, although the American car makers are catching up. We haven't heard a lot from the European car makers, but that all changed last week when there was a very exciting announcement by BMW. And to talk about that, we have the corporate communications manager for BMW in North America, talking about the announcement that the Hydrogen 7 will be available, sort of, next year. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. So, hi, Betsy.
First of all, is this a fuel cell car? And if not, how is it different? We've just begun to hear a lot about them, but this one sounds like it's a little different.
Yeah, that's true, actually. We are talking about the BMW Hydrogen 7 now, and it's not a fuel cell car with an electric engine, but it is a car that is propelled by an internal combustion engine, pretty similar to what you already have before your door in front of your house, actually. But this hydrogen engine runs as it is on hydrogen and on gasoline. So the fuel that you put in the tank, and the car has basically two tanks, is on the one hand gasoline and on the other hand hydrogen, and the car is capable of using both fuels, preferably actually hydrogen, because hydrogen is the fuel of the future, no doubt. But given the fact that the infrastructure is not there already, we need to have an alternative for a transition phase, and that can be then gasoline if it's necessary.
So it's a hybrid approach. It's a combination, internal combustion engine and hydrogen fueled. Will this be up to the driver, or will the car automatically know intuitively when to, you know, fuel itself and when to go on hydrogen?
Well, the car starts in the hydrogen mode, actually, and will run the internal combustion engine on hydrogen. And obviously, as long as there's hydrogen in the filling tank, it will proceed running on hydrogen. You have the chance, actually, to switch between the two fuels, hydrogen and gasoline, by a simple button, and you can switch, and you won't reckon the difference in terms of the performance of the engine and so on. This engine has 260 horsepower power output, so it's a pretty strong engine, a pretty strong car, but in a hydrogen mode, it emits virtually nothing else but water vapor, and that is really a major breakthrough.
And what does it look like, and how long has it been in development?
You know, the car itself is based on the current BMW 7 Series, and it looks like the BMW 7 Series. It drives like the BMW 7 Series. It has the same comfort features and so on. And the idea behind that was to show, actually, that running on a green fuel doesn't mean that you have to give up anything, because our understanding is that the customer will keep the benefits that he's used to. You know, it's hard to keep somebody away from gasoline cars, from conventional gasoline cars, if you don't offer him a proper alternative. So that was the idea with the Hydrogen 7. And when it comes to the development, BMW is researching and developing hydrogen cars since 1978, our first car coming in 1979, actually. And this Hydrogen 7 is the sixth generation.
Now, in reading about this new vehicle, I noticed I didn't see a price tag anywhere, and I guess that's because it actually won't be on sale. Who will it be for, and how will it be distributed, and when?
You know, we are talking about an overall production of around 100 cars. And it is really the first fleet in such a number that is going out there. It will be not on sale. It will be in the U.S., not to be leased or anything, but it will be given away to selected users, because I already addressed the issue of the infrastructure. We need hydrogen infrastructure. We need hydrogen filling stations. We are proceeding towards a hydrogen economy. And so what we need is impulse and momentum for that development. And that is the idea behind the Hydrogen 7. We give it away to selected users who presumably will have a impact to the public opinion in terms of doing that switch. And as you were saying in your introduction, we need to start now because in 10 or 15 years, it's probably too late.
So what's on the horizon, the near term for BMW? Should we be looking for more sustainable vehicles coming from your company?
Well, you know, we have a pretty broad set of offers. At the moment, we have petrol engines in the U.S., and we were among the very few manufacturers who reduced drastically the fuel consumption and hence the CO2 emissions since the 90s. Since 1990, we reduced our fuel consumption of about 29%, so that's something. Then we will bring into the market diesel engines. We are also developing technology advanced hybrid, the so-called two-mode hybrid, and clean energy. What we call our hydrogen initiative is the ultimate goal in terms of sustainable fuel. So it's a broad spectrum that we are working on, and definitely the hydrogen car gives you an idea and a taste of what will be there in the future. On the other hand, it shows that the technology is already there. It's feasible.
And what I like is it shows that status and sustainability are not mutually exclusive. So congratulations on this great achievement, and we hope to be seeing them out there and then eventually for the rest of us. Andreas Klugescheid with BMW talking about the release of its new Hydrogen 7 vehicle coming out not quite yet and not quite for sale, but will be certainly breaking new ground, and that's what's exciting. Well, we're out of time. Hope to see you next time. For a very exciting edition of EcoTalk, we're expecting Helen Caldicott and James Lovelock, a proponent and an opponent of nuclear energy, joining us next.